Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Show. Today is July 10th, and it's a Five of Diamonds day. If you have not tuned into my show before, you will be discovering how it is based upon a mystic oracle that reveals that the card deck was originally a book of time. It still is a book of time. However, that was its original use in its beginnings, which some people say is like 20,000 years ago. So this is our topic at hand, and I really look at the card deck and this oracle that it is as a guide for my life and for the lives of my clients and my friends and everybody else that's on the planet. So I started out by saying it's Five of Diamonds Day, and I send out a card of the day every day via email. And if you would like to sign up for that, you can go onto my website. It is free at the moment. I have a feeling my new business coach is going to make me want to change that, but people have been trying to do that for a while. I'm going to read the card of the day to you. There can be a lot of impatience and restlessness in the air today, so expect the unexpected and expect change to occur. Large sums of money can change hands easily today, and values regarding current projects or future investments will be up for review. This is a very intuitive influence, so pay attention to what you feel in your belly. If there's something that you've been putting off, this could be a good day to step into action with a new decision regarding whatever that is. This is a day to review and renew. This Five of Diamonds seeks to know the truth behind things, and the very energy that it embodies is creative. Let the fresh, innocent energy of this card lead you to what is most important for you at this time regarding your values, your time, and your money. The reason I send the card of the day out is because it's my experience that each one of these cards and the day it falls on, there is a combination because the cards do repeat, most of them, throughout the year. Each one has its own message to us, to humankind. This is really a guidance system for our self-discovery and our self-mastery. And people ask me sometimes, how do I come up with these delineations, with the cards for the day? And it's really a combination of things that I bring together when I do this. And I could write a whole page on each day. I have to stop somewhere, and, this is a tidbit. I try to just pick out the things that I feel are most important. And a lot of times I will put a focus on business or work or moving forward in your life because those are the things that I focus on as a diamond. And I look at the card that's governing the day. I look at the numerological value of the day. And I also look at the planetary ruling card for the card that's governing the day. So each card has a life path. And that life path consists of an initial 13 cards. And each one of those cards defines cycles and whatnot. So we also have a life path determined by our birthday. But getting back to the card of the day, I really look at the influences of how they come together and what they're saying. And that also involves planetary influences because the structure of the card deck is based in relationships that exists between the planets. So there's an element of astrology and numerology in this system. However, it stands on its own in its predictive qualities and its timing of our life cycles. It's very profound. If you have not been to my website, if this is your first time listening, I have two sites that are up and running at the moment. One is starofthemagi.com, StarofTheMagi.com. You can look at a birthday chart on that website. That website's actually being redone, but you can't see that going on. It's going on somewhere else. But you can look at the calendar on there. Under my Love and Destiny book, it says, what's your card? If you click on that, it'll take you to a calendar. You click on your birthday, it'll take you to a description that actually comes off my greeting card line. I have a line of really beautiful greeting cards. The images on the website don't quite do them justice, but they have a certain definition. In my book, Cards of Destiny, I have more in-depth definitions for each birthday, including children with that birthday and how people with that birthday are in relationship, who they are in relationships, actually. So you can go on there, you can look up your card. In a little while, I'm going to open up the lines for callers. You can call in and ask me questions. You can engage in a conversation with me about the cards or something personal. I can also tell you what your spirit, soul, and planetary ruling cards are. There is a description of what those mean, those personal significators, on my website. If you look up at the nav bar and click on the cards, that link will take you to that page that defines how the cards relate to the yearly calendar and what our four personal significators mean to us. Just to finish up with this, I really look at each one of these cards as entities unto themselves and their role in our lives, or their roles in our lives as teachers. The Five of Diamonds, which is the card of the day, teaches us to look for that which is not so obvious or not obvious at all. The Five of Diamonds is the seeker of truth. This card turns over every rock, you know, looks under every page, opens every clock. It wants to know what makes things tick, literally and figuratively. It looks to see what is the value of something. Is it valuable for me or not? Is it worth my time or not? Is it worth my attention or not? This card asks those questions. And this card teaches us to ask those questions in our life as well. What's valuable to me? How do I want to spend my time? You know, how do I want to spend my money? How do I want to spend my attention? Because first and foremost, our intention is our intention and our attention is our most valuable possession. And we are in possession of our attention. Someone emailed me a question last night, and by the way, our internet service in this area is down, or at least my company is down right now, so I can't take any inner emails like I usually do on the phone. But somebody emailed me a question last night. She emailed me, too. I'm going to address one on the air. And it was about the number 8, because the number 8 is known to represent power and abundance. And, you know, a lot of people put the number 8 in their wallet and under their computer and here, there, and everywhere. And, you know, it's really an action of intention doing that. You could do it with any number. You could do it with the number 5. If you want to change, if you wanted something to change in your life, you could actually intend the influence of the 5 into that situation, or whatever it may be. You know, if you want the number 2, if you want a relationship, you're going to want to bring the energy of the 2 and the energy of the heart. and the energy of the club and the energy of the diamond and the spade. I'm editing my relationship book. It's going to print in 2 weeks. And today, being the Five of Diamonds Day, I found myself rewriting extensively, and I've been having fun with it. And I was just rewriting the Two of Hearts before I came on the air. And, you know, the interesting thing about relationship is it's not just about the love, is it? It's about our communication, our expression, the reflection that's being presented to us in the relationship, our values, and if they're shared or not, and the wisdom that we choose to explore and commit to, really, because without that, relationships just go around in circles and usually down the drain instead of spiraling upward. So it's like, this is an example of how I use the cards. So putting an 8, the number 8, in a wallet under, you know, in your checkbook, wherever it might be, it's not about the 8 as much as it is about the intention, right? It's all about intention. And there's something that comes after intention. And this is one of the things that the Five of Diamonds teaches us to explore. Because fives aren't about accomplishment. They don't build foundations. Fours do that. Fives leap off their foundations and go looking for that which they have not yet discovered. And in that respect, they then act as agents of change. They act as agents of change for our emotional states, desires, values, for our thinking, our ideas, and our beliefs, for what's important to us, what's worthy of our attention, and for our life experiences, our work, everything. Five, we have five fingers on each hand, and most of us, and we have five toes on each foot, most of us. I realize there are exceptions to that, but that is the norm. And if we stand with our, you know, feet apart and our arms out, we're like a five-pointed star, right? With our little head on top. Or big head, whatever the case. So, I don't know if you guys can hear the weed eater outside, but I hope not. So, the five is the number that represents humanity. And humanity seeking to know itself better, to explore all its parts, all the other people and aspects of expression that exist within it. So it's not a number that is going to bring, it's not an energy that's going to bring things into a solid foundation and, you know, build on that. It actually is the next step after building a foundation that says, there's more and I want to find out what it is. So it explores and it discovers and it shares, and then it explores and it discovers and it shares over and over and over again. And it keeps us, this energy keeps us from becoming stagnant. It inspires us to leave our complacency behind and to step into a fresh perspective with new eyes and new ears and a new voice that comes from that. And then to share what we've gathered and learned with those that we come into contact with, and then do it all over again. Because every time we do that, we send out ripples and sparks and electricity and frequencies that actually ignite movement. Five is about change. Five is about movement. And five is about discovery. So today the five comes in the form of the diamond. And when I look at the diamond, I see heaven and earth uniting. I see that which is without and that which is within. I see spirit and matter coming together. That is the symbol. That's what it does. And within it, it holds our values. And the more pristine they are, which comes from the wisdom of the heart suit and the club suit, both of which precede the diamond suit. So we learn of love and compassion, and we learn of knowledge through our knowledge of understanding. We gain understanding, we gain compassion, and that is what creates our values. And from there, the choices that we make in our personal lives cultivate our wisdom, which is a spade suit. So I cannot say this over and over in so many different ways. And it always excites me when I listen to myself talking about it, because I'm reminded over and over how valuable this information is for all of us, and how this fantastic little book called The Deck of Playing Cards is the most extraordinary little ancient piece of wisdom. You know, it's a little ancient book of time. And we've been playing with it all our lives, most of us. I grew up with a card deck. I had a card deck in my hand more than anything else when I was a kid. You know, I played outside, I climbed trees, I rode around my bicycle with my monkey in the basket. Yes, my monkey. And, you know, but man, when I was seven, my dad taught me how to play poker, you know, and play pool. Bless his heart. You know, it's like the card deck was always a part of my life. Always, and is for so many. And, you know, I didn't like it so much when they made card games that took away the card faces, actually, and put other things on them. I always liked the actual deck of cards better. I just realized that. I've never thought of that before. So, today we're blessed with this powerful energy that asks us this question. Am I giving my attention, my time, and or my money to those things which bring me the greatest value? Or am I wasting my attention, my time, or my money? Am I giving my life to that which is most valuable to me? And in turn, that which will be most valuable to others, because that's how it works. We are transmitters. We are receptors and transmitters. And it's so easy for us to believe that we're separate from everyone else. We were really guided to think in that way, most of us, as children. You know, we're put in schools which teach us to that we're separate individuals and we're in competition with everybody else. They say we're not, but then they give us tests and ask us stupid questions in front of the whole class that we may or may not know the answer to. And there's a constant, you know, evaluation and comparison happening, which creates separation ultimately. So we end up living in a world where we feel like we're separate from everyone and we have to compete with other people. The truth is we're one, and I know this is a spiritual concept that's been expressed for, you know, thousands of years. One of the things to me that's so cool about the cards is I see that oneness in there. Every single card is a universe unto itself. And at the same time, it is 100% connected to all of the cards in the deck. Every single one. Inside and out. Which means spiritually and in the mundane expression of life. There is a connection of all of the 52 cards for each and every one of us in our life path. It's not just a 13-card life path, although that does define our life cycles. You can look at these cards endlessly and follow them on threads that weave through the entire deck and how it is personally related to you. On the level of humanity, from the Ace of Hearts to the King of Spades, the unfolding of human life is revealed from birth to death, from conception to death. It also reveals all of humanity's journey through time from beginning to end, and shows how our values are either in place or they're not. We either have understanding or we don't. We either care about one another or not. We either choose to live in wisdom or we don't. All of this is revealed. And each one of these cards and this entire deck as a whole is a magnificent mirror. It's like being inside of a mirror. Not just standing in front of one. It's like being inside of one. Because you see inside and out. You see forward and back. You see side to side and you see above and below. Everything revealed. And everything is in perfect order. It all depends for us personally on how we choose to interface, relate, and make choices in the moment with our awareness of who we are. That's the bottom line. I think I have a caller. Is that true? Hello?
Hello there.
Hello?
Hi, this is Mindy. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Mindy.
I hope you remember me.
Where are you calling from?
From Los Angeles. And
hello?
Hello there. Can you hear me now?
Having a hard time hearing you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, there you are.
Hello.
Hi, Mindy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Yes, and I had a reading, a personal reading with you, maybe about a year and a half ago. I'm the bonding blanket.
Oh, Mindy!
Hello there.
Hi!
Hello, I work from home. I listen to you every Thursday, and I am so very much enjoying you and everything that I'm learning.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I do enjoy. I wanted to check in with you. I think I called in to speak with someone about 6 or 7 months ago. And
you what?
I had called on in to speak with you about 6 or 7 months ago, and I just wanted to fill you in on where things are. But
I remember your call.
Oh, great.
So what's happening?
It has to do, I don't remember the actual card that you had shared with me, but it was by my birthday, which is April.
You're the Three of Spades, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Very excellent.
What?
Thank you. I am the Three of Spades. I'm April 5th, 1956.
You know, it's so funny because A lot of times I can't remember people's names, but I remember their card. I remember both of yours. What is your age?
I'm 52.
52. Ooh, the magic year. So, please continue.
And I have, I made the presentation to this woman back in November.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very large manufacturer for blankets. And going through all the way to last week, actually, where there's interest. I'm trying to get my patent through, so it becomes a complicated licensing marketing situation.
I know, just the person to help you with that.
Will you
please just take a minute and tell the listeners about your blanket?
Oh, thank you very much, Sharon.
Yeah.
It's a baby blanket, a receiving blanket, based on the concept that babies recognize their mom's scent when they're born, a newborn baby. Though the senses are developed, but the one that's fully developed at birth is scent. And there's great indication that there's a link between mom and baby in regards to the pheromones, or the scent molecules that's emitted from the mom.
Mm-hmm.
So it developed this antimicrobial fabric that allows the blanket to remain neutral, and the mom places breast pads, that's where you collect the scent molecules, and places them in the blanket in a pocket so that the scent can be emitted and the baby feels that the mom is close by.
Uh-huh.
So bonding blanket. But the issue that I'm having right now is that my utility patent has not been granted as of yet. It's been close to 3 years going back and forth. I'm almost there. They're confident that I'm going to be issued a number because my scientist just had to make a declaration to the examiner. But the timing of things are so odd, Sharon, because she came back saying you don't have this utility patent, and neither if she were to be in the market and someone else would put a pocket in a pad, that she wouldn't be protected because my patent has to do with the antimicrobial factor to it. The non-obviousness being that you wouldn't think to put something that's bacteria in antibacteria, and the bacteria being the human scent. So one of the things that I could do is do a design patent and add that on. So it's the attorneys tell me, don't talk with her right now. Let her talk to her attorneys and have her get back to you.
You know, so, one of the things I see, and this may be helpful to you,
thank you, Sharon,
is that in age 52, you have the Five of Clubs sitting in your Three of Spades house, which means a change in ideas, a change in concepts, a change in the way you're thinking, and communicating as well because of another card that I see here. And one, two, three. Where's your Three of Spades? So this is showing up a couple of times. So it may be that you're being led to make some kind of change in both your thinking and your product.
Okay.
And and what are we talking about today? Change.
Yes.
So, you know, it could be to your advantage, and this happens to be an excellent day to be looking at this and thinking about this.
I get your email every day.
Uh-huh.
I read about it every day, and I'm thinking, yes, that's so perfect for me. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, this is a day when you would be doing that.
Okay.
Really reviewing and looking and seeing what's realistic, seeing what's practical, and seeing what's going to actually bring you the greatest success through your exposure with this. Because I think it's a fabulous idea. I remember when my babies, you know, I mean, when they were first born, I could tell that, you know, they would sense me through their nose.
Yes.
As I'd watch them.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, and it creates all these little reactions when you get close to them because they know it's coming.
Yes. Absolutely.
Warm breast with milk is very near here, and all these little twitches and things start happening that initiate in their nose.
Mm-hmm.
So I think your idea is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Thank you, Sharon.
And maybe you have to find a balance between, you know, your purest intentions with this and, you know, the demands of the market and the laws and everything, too.
And taking care of business.
Yes.
What was the card that you said about changing the idea?
The Five of Clubs.
Yes, that's which is the card of the day.
No, the Five of Diamonds is the card of the day.
But the Five
of Clubs is actually sitting in your house, in your Three of Spades birth card's house for the entire year of age 52.
Okay.
So, and, you know, you're sitting in a position to really be a teacher to others.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a lack of understanding or, you know, a shadow in their perception, some kind of block in their ability to grasp what you're doing, then you want to educate. This year is really about you educating others.
Okay.
And especially mothers.
I
mean, you could bring a whole new realm into your bonding blanket that has to do with education. And it could have to do, I mean, you're sitting pretty for publishing and having success with mothers. You want to take advantage of this.
It's so interesting, Sharon, in regards to how the card's revealing this. If this woman moves forward and grants me a contract to develop a program, she has the marketing dollars and the relationships to really build a decent program. And in fact, my patent also covers pets. For a pet owner that wants to leave their scent for their dogs, like their puppies or their cats when they have to leave. So this blanket manufacturer also wants to head into the pet industry.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go back to about teaching, that she said to me that she's going to hire a marketing person just to be able to educate the consumer and the moms to induce the market and teach them about this concept. And what I want to do is get hired as a consultant to work along with this marketing person.
Perfect.
But there's something else here, which is I was granted the rights to a children's book.
You were what?
I was granted the rights to use the images of
a
children's
book. Are you using
a
headset?
No, I'm using... No.
Are you talking over the internet?
No. I have a cell phone. I don't have a headset.
Okay, because I'm having a... Your voice is really, really muffled. Go ahead, though.
Okay. I was talking about moms and children. I was granted the rights to use the images of a children's book called Guess How Much I Love You.
Uh-huh.
To develop a personal baby care line like lotions and shampoo. But the idea is changing. It's changing to babies on the go. And my territory is in the U.K. It's not in the U.S. So I'm
great
to travel to be able to go and do that. But
I
don't know, Sharon. I don't know.
Well, forming new alliances in this way in foreign countries is favorable for you, right?
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
And, you know, expressing your creativity through writing is also something.
Mm-hmm.
So could have to do with just the connection with the books, but
right. But are there indications from what you see in the cards that this law situation that I'm going through with contracts,
the legal,
the contracts and the patents, does that look like that will be moving forward?
Yeah, but it looks like they're going to go through some changes first.
Okay.
That's the thing I see.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of change, and then you'll think you've got it, and then it changes again.
That is correct. That is exactly what happened.
Yeah. I'll tell you, though, toward the end of your birth year for you, when things finally do solidify, you've got really powerful cards for accomplishing what you want to. It's just getting there. You may have to let go of some ideas that you have and directions that you think you're going. So really remain fluid and receptive in the process, okay?
Yes.
Just listen to how life is directing you. And,
right.
You know, stay connected to your passion and at the same time watch how things are showing up and what they're teaching you and informing you of, okay?
Yes. So I in regards to this one particular situation with the law and patent, it's going to change, but perhaps it's going to be able to move forward and get there.
Yes, it may change, or you may end up adding something new or expanding something in some way.
Absolutely. Sharon, very, very good. It's about what I'd have to do to my patent is add an addendum of a design patent.
There you go.
That was great, Sharon. Very well done. Very well done. I guess those cards, there are something in those cards.
Yes, there is.
Yes, very
it's
excellent,
all in the
Sharon.
Cards.
I love hearing you and learning more about the cards. I thank you so very much. I don't want to take up time from other callers are in so that you can share your gift with us. I'm so thrilled. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome, Indy, and thank you for calling, and please keep me posted with what's going on with you, okay?
I will do.
All right.
I thank you again.
Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye. I love it that, you know, we're in this five energy today and the call is about change. I made a very important decision with my book today that was so empowering for me. I don't know how anybody else is going to feel about it as far as my editor and my publishers, but, you know, I feel great about it and I'm going to have exactly what I want in the product, and you're all going to love it. So it's a good day. What did I say? Review and renew. These are the key words today. Whatever's going on in your life that's important, review it, review it, review it. And whatever aspects of it need to be shifted into a new expression, renew them. Give permission for that change to take place. Because the portal for change is open today, folks. The portal is open for things to change in positive, influential, lucrative ways. So it starts with our thinking. That's where it starts. You know, before Mindy called, I was talking about, at one point, I was talking about, you know, was I talking about this? Or was I writing about this? I think I was talking about this. Now it's a blur. It's like, did I dream this or was I awake when this happened? You know, the separation that we've learned to identify with, that we were trained to identify with from the very beginnings of our time in society, which is called kindergarten or first grade or second grade. Yes, I was talking about this. So it's like, the reality is we're in a soup, you know, we're in this amazing broth called life that is just full and receptive to any recipe that we want to imagine. And we're all in it together. There really isn't any separation. And our intention, we can't just hold it within our personal space. It doesn't go anywhere. You know, it doesn't go anywhere. One of the problems I had with The Secret was the focus on the material. And especially, my son went ballistic when he saw The Secret and saw the kid with the bicycle. He would just shut the video off, the DVD. He was like, this is insane, you know? Because, and he's a very good manifester, you know, but it was the whole idea of, you know, showing the child wanting something and then not getting it and feeling disappointed and then his grandpa showing up at the door with it. It was like, he felt like it was a setup for disaster for kids to see that kind of thing because of the way it was presented. And that was his opinion. My opinion was, our intention needs to be greater. And when we're giving to the other, and I'm not bad-mouthing the secret, okay, because I know that it has its perfect role in time and in place in creation, and it really hooked in a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't even have a thought like that. So I totally honor and acknowledge the secret as it is. And I also believe that our intention, once we understand that we've always been operating within the laws of attraction, perhaps since before we were conceived, I don't know, definitely, most definitely since we've been breathing, that we've always been operating in these laws, and our intention, when it becomes full in the connection of unity with the whole of all of humanity and in all of creation, that's when it becomes really powerful. Because we then align in a more sensitive way to our placement in life and in the greater tapestry of creation and what's going on. And then our truest passions are pulled magnetically to the surface of our conscious mind, where we can then engage with them in a way that connects to the greater whole, and then they manifest. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Portland.
Portland.
Portland, Oregon.
How are you?
I am great, thank you. I was calling to ask you if you could tell me anything about a job search that I'm doing right now.
Okay. When's your birthday?
August 14th.
So you are the Queen of Clubs.
Yes, I am the Queen of Clubs.
And you are...
I always think I'm the boss.
Well, you are. You're sitting in the royal throne, and you're a Leo to boot, so, you know.
Exactly. I really think I'm the boss.
Yeah, exactly. You're probably wearing a purple robe.
Yeah, I don't want to be the boss anymore. I've changed a little bit, so.
You don't want to be the boss of others, but you still want to be the boss of yourself?
Oh, yes, and I am the boss of myself. I'm doing well with that. And I'm doing well with letting go of being the boss of others, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with that, but what I'm looking for is...
what is your age?
51.
You are presently 50.
Or rather, I will be 51.
So you are presently 50.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting thing, but I have seven brothers and sisters, and six of them are clubs. We have a whole family of clubs. We've got four queens of clubs in our family. It's really odd.
It's not odd. A lot of families that have Queen of Clubs have a lot of Queen of Clubs.
Well, it's so strange.
If it's a small family, they have at least two.
Yeah.
And then they'll throw in a jack. But clubs like to flock together. And the dinner table must have been a riot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could anybody get a word in edgewise?
Hardly. It was very lively, very lively.
Bad.
And, of course, my dad was a college professor, which goes right along with clubs. So
yeah.
Lots
absolutely.
Of education involved, you know.
And that's a kingly position for a club.
Yeah, my position has been in communications all these years, like customer service and direct communications, and I always end up being the boss just because I'm a queen of clubs.
Uh-huh.
So I always end up as a manager. But
well, you have the ability to direct graciously and with great intelligence and good intuitive skills. That's your nature. This year, age 50, it looks like you've had to let go of some things and maybe reevaluate what it is you really want to do or how it is you really want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're in Neptune right now.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get a job until after you get out of Neptune anyway.
I can't wait. It's not a...
Well, your birthday, you go out of Neptune on your birthday.
Right, but I've been out of work for like 8 months.
Okay, well, let me tell you something.
I pretty much can't wait even another couple weeks.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you got, let me tell you what would happen if you got a job right now.
Uh-huh.
It would not be what you thought it was.
Well, I'm thinking that I would simply have to take a job while I...
Well, you could take a temporary,
a
some way of making money for now.
Yeah, I have to do that.
But I wouldn't make any long-term commitments till after your birthday.
But my question is that I'm looking to see... I'm trying to go into business for myself. I'm trying to work from home and not go out and work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my not needing to be the boss anymore.
Well, you have very good influences for that right now.
Good, good.
It's just a matter of you putting together, and this is where you could be putting your time and energy today. Remember, today is
the
day of review and renew, right?
Right, right.
So today is a day looking at how do you present yourself? Because this is what you're looking at right now. How are you going to present yourself and what you do in a way that is going to make people want to say, I want you to do this for me?
Uh-huh.
This is a time of really exploring that. Do you already know how you're going to do that, or could you refine that more if you do?
I could probably refine it more. I do know. I do understand how I want to present myself.
Uh-huh.
But I'm trying to, you know, target a niche.
Right.
Community that's highly professional and specialized, and so they expect someone to be a certain way in order to interact with them. You know?
Yes.
So that's my goal. Is it, that's a higher paid need.
Well, I'll tell you something. After your birthday, your work is going to change, and it's going to change in a profound way that's going to bring you new income and abundance, a totally new way of working.
Uh-huh.
And
my cards look really good for next year. They look fabulous, actually.
Oh, you read the cards?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. They
That's
look
why
incredible.
I know that everybody
well,
in my family thinks
well.
Well,
next year is a
know.
Month away, darling.
Right.
It's like, it's
I just
one
can't
month
hang
away.
On that long, you know. I got to go take something temporary to tide me over.
Okay, but don't let it be, listen, get out of this consciousness of lack. It's not working.
Right, right.
It's
right.
You're a queen. Straighten your crown and put your fanny in the throne and hold your little olive branch, because that olive branch is filled with magic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you rule through the mind. You've got the Queen of Spades in Venus in the Two of Diamonds house. Let me translate that for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen, you know, last time I was in dinner, I was just talking about the secret.
Yeah.
We were having a conversation about The Secret because we were with Lynn McTaggart, who wrote the book The Intention Experience. And,
uh-huh.
You know, I thought, what is the secret in the cards? And I figured it out. It's the Queen of Spades. The Queen of Spades on the high side is the card of self-mastery. And this card, when realized, knows the power of thought to manifest. She can manifest anything with her thoughts. You have that card in Venus, which represents money. It's a spiritual influence, so it's like, this is your inner world, this is what you do. It's sitting in the card that represents wheeling and dealing, making things happen, and moving solely from your intuition, which is the essence of your birth card.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of approaching it like, you know what's going on, it's like you need to approach this from a place of letting go. I'm the King of Diamonds, so I'm not going to let you get away with anything. Letting go of the feeling like you're not empowered, because you might as well just put your crown on the floor and kick it around as you walk by.
Well, I've been confused recently because I'm used to working from my strengths and really had some, you know, fantastic things happen to me last year. And then all of a sudden, just like in the last month or so, I've started operating from a place of fear, and, you know, I'm not really sure where that came from.
I'll tell you where it came from. I'll tell you exactly where it came from. And I want everybody that's listening to hear this. When we go into Neptune, and most particularly for the people that are clubs, Neptune is illusion and fantasy and delusion. It's like being at the bottom of the deep blue sea. Only at the bottom of the sea, it's very dark and you can't see. Clubs rely solely on their minds to function in the world.
Yeah, I'm learning not to do that, but yes, that's been my
weakness.
It's a gift and a weakness, and you have to balance it.
Well, it's... Okay, the first thing you have to do is be receptive.
Mm-hmm.
No. Receptive.
Yes, receptive.
Okay, good. And it's like, the danger with the club suit is, thoughts are tangible things to you. They're not to me. I'm a diamond. A thought to me is like, whoop, it's a reason to go into action. A thought for a heart person is a reason to explore their feelings about that thought. But for you, for the club people, a thought is a building block. The problem that can arise, the danger that exists, is that you build this fortress and you find yourself tightly bound by it and you're peeking out a hole where you didn't put a brick
mm-hmm.
or a thought. And you go, oh, God, what did I do? And you have to deconstruct. So it's like, you know, you want to sit in your throne with grace, because grace is your magnificent gift that you bring forth. It's a magnificent gift that the Queen of Clubs embodies, graciousness. You want to embrace that and the gentleness of your intuition and the power that that intuitive intelligence has. And you want to put your beautiful crown on and wear your gorgeous robe and sit there and see exactly how you want your kingdom to be. Feel how you want it to be. And form your thoughts about it and your communication about it from your feelings. There is no room in that throne for doubt or lack. There just isn't. And if you invite it in, then you're doing a disfavor to yourself and the crown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about choosing to function from this place. I see this with clubs. When they go into their Neptune cycle, it's like, whoa, where am I and what's going on? Because the guidance system that you're used to following and functioning with has been disabled.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally been disabled.
Yeah.
And you're going, it's like suddenly you're in a dark room and you got a blindfold on and you're in a room that you've never been in before and you're like feeling around, trying to get around, trying to find the door or at least the light switch.
Yeah.
You know? But you know what? You know what this time is really good for? Dreaming. Dreaming the reality that you want to have when your birthday comes.
Okay.
I always say that being in the Neptune cycle, the 52 days before our birthday, is like being in the birth canal.
Uh-huh.
You're leaving one year behind, and you're going into a new one with a whole new hand of cards. Your cards are amazing when you turn 51.
Uh-huh.
And it's a year that's ruled by Mars, which is going to motivate you no end.
Good, good. Yeah.
So give yourself permission to let go of the resistance and really fall into your dreaming and embrace the beauty and the grace that you embody like no one else.
Okay. All right. Well, that was very great, Sharon. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Mary.
This is the first time I've listened to your show, but I'll be listening again. I really liked it.
Thank you so much. Go check
Thank
out
you.
My website.
I will do that. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. God, I just realized I have no idea what time it is. I think I better look. Oh, I have one more minute. So in that minute, I'm going to wrap things up. Good thing I looked. I must be picking up on Don's thoughts in the studio. I want to thank you all for listening today, and I want to thank Mindy and Mary for calling in. And I want to invite you to contact me, sign up for my card of the day, check out my book. It's really fun and wonderful and beautiful to boot. And I hope that you will return next week. And if you have subjects or questions that you want me to address on the show, feel free to email them to me. And until next week, I wish you a most wonderful, wonderful week. And thanks to BBS. And blessings. Bye.